Is today D-Day in North Korea? God's opening doors in the nick of time in Africa, and shoestrings help tie a community together. Find out what this is all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea says it's on the verge of nuclear war with South Korea. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
They encouraged foreign embassy workers in Pyongyang to exit the country prior to April 10th because they could not guarantee their safety after that date.
Mixed reaction from the global community adds to the confusion. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan have put defense measures in place. Beyond that,
we just don't know because there's not enough communication, there's not enough information passing back and forth to really say with any real accuracy, here's what's going on.
For believers underground in North Korea, explains Nettleton, prayer has become their lifeline.
One of the things we can pray is just for God's protection over the church and over the Christians there, because they are singled out for the very worst treatment as enemies of the state, even though they're not, that they are seen that way by the government.
Next, when was the last time you responded like this when somebody brought you food?
They started dancing in a song of thankfulness that they just made up on the spot, saying, you know, who's cared for us? Who's cared for us? These followers of Jesus cared for us.
Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says this happened in the Sahel region of Africa. About 11 million people are facing widespread famine there because of civil unrest, flooding, and more. BGR recently brought food and supplies to communities that had absolutely nothing. Teams were able to meet needs in two ways.
It's a great door opener for not just ministering physically, but for our folks on ground to share the truth.
Want to help? Go to missionnetworknews.org. There's a link to BGR's Famine Relief Fund.
We would love to take what they give and put it 100% toward helping folks in need.
Ask God to give people in the Sahel region hope for tomorrow. Pray BGR teams will show Jesus through their actions. This is Mission Network News. When you invent something, you typically want to keep it for yourself, right? Make money off of it. In many instances, you patent it, protect it, and use it. But when it comes to God's Word, faith comes by hearing is doing just the opposite. They're sharing their creation, their digital audio New Testament in 700 languages. FCBH's Bill Lohr says the ministry's making their audio available to app and website developers.
They can develop their app and then they can come in and use the audio that we provide to enhance their app and be able to do that. And we want people from all around the world to be able to partner with us to just give broader access to God's Word.
Laura says partners simply need to be like-minded and provide the audio for free. Pray.
Pray for those partners to come alongside of us, the right ones, that everybody will have that heart to make God's Word available for free and people will have access to it. The Great Commission is within reach in this generation.
There's a link to partnership information at missionnetworknews.org. Next, three people groups are united in Ethiopia by a desire for the Bible in their own language. The Seed Company recently partnered with Word for the World to complete the New Testament for more than a million speakers of these three languages. Pray for wisdom as the team begins translating the Old Testament. If you'd like to see video highlights of the people receiving their first New Testament, go to missionnetworknews.org. And you have a passion for helping people but aren't really sure where to start? Buckner International has an easy way for you to get plugged in. Shoes for Orphan Souls. If you'd like to unite your community and help give shoes to orphans around the world, just go to missionnetworknews.org. When you sign up, Buckner will be sending you a kit with tips on how to get started. Pray that through the gift of shoes, kids will come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support Mission Network News and inspire military service people at the same time. With your gift of any amount, I'll send you the Greatest Warrior Military New Testament from Biblica. It's God's Word coupled with transformational God stories of military service members. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Greatest Warrior Military link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.